Let me get a C note. Perfect. What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in. We're about to rock the mic with JT Brown, so stay tuned.
Yay! Hello, 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 everyone. We are on the mic with JT Brown. Please, sir, tell the people who you are.
What's up, you guys? My name is JT Brown, and I am a Christian rap artist out of Mississippi. My hobbies include, you know, watching football with my wife, ironically, you know what I'm saying? She loves football. I think she's the biggest Saints fan than anybody I've ever met in my life. I have four wonderful children. I attend an awesome church. I serve in my church, and I've been doing this Christian hip hop for about a little over a year now. And I just enjoy it. It's just an outlet for me personally. And it's also a way for me to talk to the younger generation in a way that's not so King James version, if we will.
right. I understand completely.
So yeah, that's me, man. And I'm from like North Mississippi. If anybody knows where like Oxford, Mississippi is, Ole Miss Rebels, I'm about 30 minutes away from there. So yeah.
Cool.
All right.
So you're a father, you're a husband. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're a Christian leader, mm-hmm. a Christian hip hop artist. Are there any other personal roles that you'd like to share?
Right now, I'm in between whether I should go to Bible college or not. I'm kind of pursuing that lane. I'm on the fence about it because of, you know, the financial part of it. But like anything else, I just pray and let God lead me. If it'll happen, it'll happen. And if it don't, then, you know, it just something else is going to happen. So I do volunteer, coach basketball here at the local school every year. Mm-hmm. I coach about anywhere between 10 and 20 young men between the grades of third and sixth, and try to just get them ready for basketball. That was my passion, you know, before I started any music or anything. I love sports, and I played basketball for my church back in the day, and I played for the school a little bit. I wasn't tall enough to cut it in high school, so they didn't, you know.
Hey, but you preach to the choir.
hey, man, I still love hooping, man. I love working out, and I try to stay fit. And I thank God, because I was in a really dark place for a long time in high school because both of my parents were incarcerated. So mm-hmm. I dealt with a lot of depression and anxiety, and I dealt with a lot of things that I don't think a normal kid should have to deal with. I dealt with a lot of pain of losing friends at a young age, and so I turned to drugs and alcohol and women and things like that. And my mom and dad actually were manufacturing methamphetamine in the home with me, and I decided to move out when I found out they was doing it. And anyway, that's a whole nother story, but I just wanted to tell y'all a little recap of where I come from and kind of my mindset. You know what I mean?
Okay. And that actually is a perfect segue into our next question, which would be, how has your spiritual journey been over the course of your life? And what brought you to Christianity?
Well, I wasn't really focused. I'm just going to be real with y'all. I wasn't really focused on faith or Buddhism or whatever, you know, whatever faith anybody may go down and follow. But as a kid, because I was just so angry all the time, mm-hmm. I was always dealing with a lot of anger issues. I was quick to snap off, and I was always quick to think the world was against me. I was the quote unquote black sheep. And so that was my mentality for a while. And then when I finally met my wonderful wife, this is going to trip y'all out. But I was 18. I just got out of high school, and I started a job. I was waiting tables at Chili's, and I met my wife. She was waiting tables at Chili's, and I seen her across the room, and I said, I'm going to marry that girl. And somebody told me, they was like, you know, she's got two kids. And I was like, well, I'll be their stepdaddy. It don't matter. But so anyways, I met her, and, you know, we had a wonderful, wonderful time. And we got married in 2013, and we have two of our own kids together. But anyways, along with that, if it wasn't for her and her yearning for me to grow as a man, not only grow spiritually, but just grow as a man mentally, I think that my spiritual walk would have never happened. I remember when we was at our local church here, and they did a screenplay of basically the Messiah. And I got to see like actually like how Jesus was portrayed like with his disciples and the sacrifice that he made and how people ridiculed him for standing up something that he believed in, you know, because he was the Son of God, and how they ridiculed the disciples because they stood up for what they believed in and what they seen. And so I broke down. I just felt selfish and I just felt insufficient. And I just felt so tiny to what was really going on, you know, in the whole scope of things. So at that point I was like, okay, God, you're talking to me, you know, cause I had been going to church for a little while at that point, but I was still drinking and still partying on the weekends and still doing things I wasn't really supposed to be quote unquote doing, you know, as a Christian. Mm-hmm. So when I seen that play, I was like, okay, God, you got my attention. I'm going to search for truth. So that's when I really started to dive into like Ravi Zacharias, and I started diving into Frank Turek, and I started diving into all these other preachers that were defenders of the faith, and just listen to their intellectual account of what really happened in the Bible, and then go and discover it for myself. So my spiritual walk right now, I would say I'm from 1 to 10. I'm on probably about a 7. Like I'm steadily getting hotter and hotter because I just want, like, people will call you holy rolling, you know, mm-hmm. because you'll go from a life of partying and quote unquote thugging in the streets and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? But, and then you'll go to serving God and they'll be like, oh, okay, so you just switched up on us like that. You know what I mean? You don't want nothing to do with us now because you're too good or whatever. And it's just like, y'all don't even understand what I'm talking about right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not even about that. It's about listen to what actually happened. Like, Jesus was not a fictional character. He was an actual man that walked this earth. It's historically documented. There's over 500 eyewitness testimonies to the resurrection. Like, has anybody even told you this? Because I was told none of that when I was a kid. I was just told, come to church, wear your Sunday best, don't cuss, don't drink, don't smoke, and you'll go to heaven. You know what I mean? So that was my mentality. And my mind is opening up so much the more that I discover myself. I actually, another thing is, me and my wife host a podcast. It's not a podcast. It's a Facebook live show every Sunday at 7:00. And we kind of just do faith, family, music. That's our slogan. Real people, real talk. Promote a Christian artist of the week for free. All this stuff is for free. We promote a Christian artist, get his music pushed out there, his or her music. And then we go over, you know, we go through the word and how we can apply it in our daily life, basically like a sermon, but in a more comfortable setting. You know what I'm saying? Like in your house, like it's supposed to be, like we're supposed to be the church. So that's what we try to create. But we was talking about last night, the 4 D's, which was deliverance, discovery, destination, and discipleship. And the second one, which was discovery, that's where I'm at right now as far as discovering what the word says to me and what the word is just speaking to me in my spirit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
So
nice. So yeah. What brought you to Christian hip hop?
Man, it was crazy. Like, I didn't even know there was a such thing as Christian hip hop. I'm not going to lie. Like 2 years ago, it was probably like three years ago, whenever I told you guys I seen the play and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, I had a new associate pastor come to our church, and this dude was just like all silly looking. And I was just like, man, look at this cat or whatever. And he walked up to me and he was like, hey, you know, we started kind of building a little relationship. A friendship, you know, and he was like, you want to ride to Louisiana with me, go to my parents' house, and I got some stuff I got to do, I need some help. And I was like, yeah, I'll go with you. And we got in the car, and he was like, what kind of music you listen to? And I was like, man, I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't try to listen to a whole lot of music, because I used to love listening to rap, like Eminem, Lil Wayne, Tupac, you know, Biggie, I mean, Ludacris, T.I., like, that's all I listen to, you know. And you know, I was really trying to get serious with my faith, and I couldn't listen to those kind of songs anymore because it was pulling me away from where I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you never heard of Lecrae? And I was like, who? he was like, Lecrae. And I was like, no. And he played, the first song I've heard of Lecrae's was Ain't Talking About Nothing. And it was basically his song of saying, you know, you got here, you talking about this, talking about that, but we ain't talking about nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, ooh, we that's deep. And he ain't cussing out one time. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I didn't know that was possible. So that's really how I got started into liking Christian hip hop. How I actually started doing it was I met a guy at church, and he was doing Christian hip hop, kind of he was moving from the secular world to the Christian hip hop scene. And he was just like, man, I heard you used to rap back in high school, whatever. And I did. I would just do like little freestyles or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, I got a beat if you want to. I sent it to you if you want to try to write something to it, and we can record it, put it on YouTube. And I was like, yeah, YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be famous. I'm going to get on YouTube. So I was like, all right, I'll give it a try. And he sent me the beat. And the first song I ever did, which y'all do not go look that song up, it's called Death to Mumble. anyways, it was basically me talking about how I couldn't stand like mumble rappers, and basically like Lecrae was talking about, like, we ain't talking about nothing. What we're really talking about, you know? Mm-hmm. And just trying to showcase my ability to spit and rhyme and, you know, do little punchlines and stuff like that. And anyways, that's the first song I ever did. And I guess I got hooked on the, like, you could do it. Like, you can actually make music without cussing. You can make music that has a powerful message. You can make music and in your home now. Like, just the way technology is, I have my own home studio, and it was like a fraction of the cost of going to a real studio. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it was just crazy to me. So that's how I actually like dove into it. And then I was seeing all these people that was like, man, you know, I didn't know you could do that. I didn't even know you rap. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, I guess I do. You know what I'm saying? But it was really a ventilation for me, because I haven't felt more, I guess I haven't felt more. My mind has been so free to be able to think clearer since I've been able to start like writing music and rapping. And like when I do music, I know a lot of people say, well, I don't do it for the fame and all that stuff. And I really don't do it for that. I just do it because it gives me an outlet. It gives me a place to go and write something that's on my chest. You know what I'm saying? And if it's bumping and you vibing to it, then you bump it and vibe to it. But if you don't, hey, that's cool too. You know, I still kick it with you on Sunday. It ain't no big deal. You know what I'm saying? So anyways.
Okay. Yeah. So thus far, how has Christian hip hop influenced you?
It's influenced like my everyday interaction, not only with my family, but like with people. It helps me stay focused on what I'm doing and why I do the things I do the way I do. It's helped me focus on my marriage in a different way. Because it basically puts me in check. You know what I'm saying? Every time I go do this music, because number one, the people in my community know that I do it. So that holds me accountable. So I can't be out here acting a fool. You know what I'm saying? Trying to lead people mm-hmm. to Christ, and I'm out here acting a fool. And so it keeps me in check in a way. And it really just inspires me to become better. Not saying, you know, you have to be perfect to go to heaven, but if we're going to be a disciple for Christ, we really got to walk and talk like Jesus would have, you know what I'm saying? So that's just what I try to do. And some people don't like it. And some people, you know, they'll cut you off or whatever, because like I said earlier, for the Holy Roly label that they want to put on you. But, you know, I'm cool with that. Maybe they'll come around one day, or maybe they won't. I mean, all I know is I got a mission, and that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Now, what artists have influenced you or inspired you musically? And this doesn't have to be anyone in Christian hip hop. It could be secular or Christian hip hop. Pretty much which artists have inspired you musically?
Eminem, number one. Number two, it's probably going to have to be NF.
Okay.
Annie Mineo. I like the way he flows. KB is out here killing it right now. And I know you said it had to be Christian artists, but man, that's, I don't know. This is who, they just been hitting it. They've been hitting it like a secular artist. So it's just like, they deserve it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I've definitely heard NF a lot.
KB is like, that song Armies he came out with last month or a couple weeks ago, man, I had it on replay. Like, my kids in the car, they're like, can you play Armies? I'm like, yeah, we're going to play Armies. But anyways, yeah, NF really, I didn't even discover NF. The first NF song I heard was Flame. Him and Flame did a song called Start Over. I don't know if you guys remember that song, but anyways, he did the hook. It's like, everybody's got a blank page, a story they're writing, and then today the walls are climbing and stuff like that. And I was just like, man, that's deep. And then I seen he already, by the time I started liking him, he already had like three albums dropped. And his album Mansion, I listened to that, and it was just like, he spoke he, I don't know how to, like my wife described it one day. She was like, he's talking like he lived your life, but you never been able to know how to say it. And he said it for you. And I was like, exactly. Like he says exactly the way I felt when I was coming up. And I guess that's why I relate to his music so much. So yeah, I would say Eminem, NF and KB, top three.
Okay. So if you had to choose an artist, hip hop artist, to cross over from secular music to Christian hip hop, who would that artist be?
Man.
I don't know. There's a lot of them out there.
I don't know. I think it's gonna sound crazy, but I think Yo Gotti, to be honest with you. I think that I know it sounds weird, but I just see him as like being able, because he's got a powerful testimony, and a lot of his music, he is talking about something. You know, he's talking about the streets, and he's talking about, you know, the politics and the politicians and how the government, the country is and stuff like that. So he's talking about a message too. So I really think he could transition very well into being a Christian hip hop artist if he wanted to.
Okay. Interesting. Definitely. I have never heard that before.
Right. That's the first time hearing that. Right. Because honestly, you know, I think most of the time when we ask that question, the go-to answer is always Eminem.
Right. You get the common ones, J. Cole, yeah. Eminem.
Well, the first time I really, really, really fell in love with hip-hop was Yo Gotti's album, Back to the Basics. And I was like 12 or something like that, 13. I was young. And I listened to that whole album. I had it on CD. Listen to the whole album on repeat, you know what I'm saying? And it was, I don't know why I remember that, but I do.
Okay, cool. Okay. So what are your goals within hip hop and the ministry as a whole?
My goal, I'm not going to be cheesy like everybody else. Let me see. because you get washed up, you know what I'm saying? You want to be different. And my goal is honestly, I just want somebody to be able to put in some music in their ears and be able to go some place and have a bondage with God like they've never had before. Like they just said, when they hear my music, they know what I'm going to talk about, but it's in such a way that they're not turned away from it. You know what I mean? Like it's not cheesy. It's not corny. It's not anything like that, because I'm gonna tell you, kids these days, they don't, if it's corny or cheesy or the quality is bad, they're not gonna bump it. Mm-hmm. And I know that shouldn't be our standard. Our standard should be for the kingdom, and it is for the kingdom, but we have to understand, if we secular artists in this industry, then we're always going to be second best, and we're never going to get the message of Christ to anybody if we're going to do it through hip-hop. Another thing with music, I hope one day I'm successful in it. And even if it doesn't happen to be successful, I still want to, I think, lean towards like preaching and just go and help people. Like, I really want to help people. I want to help people that were lost. Like I was, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, on the verge of suicide and like just thinking about not even wanting to be here anymore. And then you put those headphones in, like I used to, I'd just put them in and just go to another place. And I just hope somebody one day, I'm making music good enough to where they're putting their headphones in and they go to another place and they like, it's going to be all right because I remember that God's with me. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely.
So that's my goal.
All right. So, you know, what you got cooking up right now? What you working on as far as music? Or it doesn't even have to be music. What projects do you have coming up? What are you working on? What are you building?
Right now, I'm working on an EP. I don't know if you guys ever heard of my music or not, but before I start rapping any of my verses, I always say, let me talk to him. And that's like my Lil Jon, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's my yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's my tag is let me talk to him, because I just want to talk to him. Give me 2.5 to 3 minutes to let me talk to you. And then after that, you can go on about your day, or maybe, you know what I'm saying? Just let me talk to him. But anyways, I haven't told anybody this. It's not public or anything, but I don't mind sharing it with you guys. But I'm working on an EP. It's going to be called Let Me Talk to Him. And it's going to have, I'm trying to shoot for 7 tracks. Clouds is going to be one of them. I got my testimony on there. And then I'm working on probably five songs, maybe six songs. It might be eight songs on there. I'm not sure yet. But yeah, that's what I'm working on right now. I like working with local artists. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Deontay Hall, but I'm working on a feature with him and Manna Music. I also released a feature song called Legend with Trinity. He's out of Texas. And it was pretty bumping. So if you guys get a chance, check that out.
Okay.
Cool things.
Yeah.
All right, so you submitted Clouds.
Yeah.
What album is Clouds from?
Clouds is going to be on the EP, Let Me Talk to Him.
Okay.
Whenever I get ready to release it.
Okay.
All right, let's hear Clouds.
Let's hear it, people.
Let's go. See, the lesson is, you don't really want God to the rescue, and you don't want him interfering with your selfishness. And I'm talking in the mirror when expressing this. See the one looking back, so I'm trying to fix. Can you see into my eyes, see the brokenness? I used to get high just to cope with this. Now looking to the sky, to hear this broken kid like.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Clouds by JT Brown. Where can the people find that?
Man, I use DistroKid, so they can find it on Amazon, on Apple Music, on Google Play, basically on any major platform, Spotify, YouTube, any of those platforms they want to use, they can probably go and find it.
All right, all right. You hear that, people? So go find that, press play until your keyboard break.
I'm telling you.
And let the world know what we're doing out here for Christ.
That's right, man. That's right.
Yes, yeah, so, with the message.
So, of course, you're a father, you're a husband, you're a Christian hip-hop artist. What else do you do? Like, what other skill sets do you carry?
Man, to bring money in to pay my lovely bills, you know, because we all got an Uncle Bill. Yeah. I work a full-time job as a maintenance technician. I do electrical PLC programming. Okay. I do welding, any kind of mechanical needs they need, turning wrenches, just whatever. You know, I went to Northwest Community College here in Mississippi and got my associate's degree in applied science and got a job doing that, man. I love it. But if I could go out here and be with people and touch people, even if it's not through Christian hip hop, which I hope it is, but even if it's not through that, that's what I would like to do full time, which is why I'm debating on going back to school for ministry purposes. Okay. But I'm also pretty talented at raising kids. I think I got that down pat. Like, I don't even know. I should write a book on it. I think so.
If you time it right, that's a multi-million-dollar business.
Man, I'm telling you, I got enough of them to make almost a starting five. So we might be on to something, but I do need to write a book though, for real. I'm actually a part of a blended family. Like I mentioned earlier, and that has its ups and downs and its obstacles, and
yes, it does.
Its payoffs, and you know, I don't know if any one of you are in a blended family, but it's very, very much so complicated sometimes. So I just thank God for giving me strength to get through some of those situations.
Yep, right. Yep.
Understandable. Understandable. My father, he's not even my birth father, but he's the father that I know, and he's white and Cherokee. And when I introduce him as my father, it's like, who?
What? Yeah, I can see.
Wait a minute. He's extremely light and you're extremely not.
Right.
Okay, so I'm a little confused. Are you guys, what's y'all's relationship? Y'all just...
Oh, I'm her husband and she's my wife. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. There we go. I thought that's what was going on, but I didn't want to. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to look crazy.
Oh yeah, we definitely have a blended family as well.
Do you? Oh man, I'm so thankful. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about then.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. This is exactly what you're talking about.
Right, and it just makes everything much more fun.
And
it gives us the opportunity to be ministers, because regardless of outside of the home, as parents, we are still ministers.
Yep. So.
That's right. Right now, me and my wife are reading a book by what's his name? Jimmy Evans, The Four Laws of Love. I don't know if you guys ever read that book, but I highly recommend it if you haven't, because it's making a big difference in our marriage. Just I'm telling you, you got to check it out. But just for example, with the blended family, the other day, my daughter asked me how come my stepson, his name is Braden, but I've been raising him since he was three, so he's my son. But anyways, she asked me, said, how come Braden doesn't call you daddy, but I got to call you daddy? And I was like, well, it's like this, child, okay? I said, you know what I'm saying? His dad's a part of his life. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to do right and stuff. And if he ever decides he wants to call me dad, I would be honored. But I'm not going to force him to do that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So those are those little learning moments to where you're teaching your kids not only about just faith stuff, you're teaching them just about life stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But, so do you freestyle any?
Man, I used to back in the day, but I haven't freestyled in so long. I just get so nervous because I don't want to look crazy or goofy. I like to, whenever I rhyme or whatever, I want it to be impactful and I want it to make sense and be like kind of cool with punchlines and stuff. So I'm going to say, no, I don't. And I think I need to work on that. Are y'all finna ask me to freestyle?
No, we only ask, you know, what you're comfortable with. Now, if you wanted to freestyle, then we would open
it. but if not, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing wrong with that. And I honestly agree. I mean, I'm okay with freestyle, obviously. Yeah. But I agree that, especially as Christian hip hop artists, we want to be in a place where the Spirit leads us in our writing process. Mm-hmm. And you can't really do that if you're freestyling. You know, we want to allow time for God to move and help us, assist us in the writing to assure that we get the message across in our music.
Yeah, because I'm sort of like you when it comes to with writing, you know, because it's therapeutic for me. And I usually ask, like, what's your writing process like?
Yeah, what is your writing process?
My writing process, to me, there's two different kinds. Sometimes you can write, you can just sit down and write something on your heart. And then the other times, a lot of times, 99% of the times, I'm looking for beats. So I'll get on like BeatStars or something like that, and I'll just find something to inspire me. Like, I'll find a good, like, good vibe and beat, and I'll be like, ooh, that's hitting. You know what I'm saying? So I'll just sit down, I'll be like, what do I feel like writing about? What's going on right now? And then I'll just start writing. And I don't do like, I don't know how like the young people do it or whatever, like the teenagers and stuff, they might like use their phone, but I still like, I'm old school, like pen and pad. Like, I'm writing like words all over the page. It ain't even making sense by the time I get done with it. That's my rough draft. And then I'll finish it like on a clean, crisp piece of paper. Like, I'll take a good fresh pen and I'll write every word out exactly how I want it to sound. And I'll take it to the studio. That's kind of my mentality on it though.
Okay.
So when can we expect to hear more?
Man, I'm working on a song right now. It's called What's Next with Man of Music. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but he's an up-and-coming artist, and I got a lot of respect for him. You can find him on Facebook. Shout out to him. But I'm working on a song with him. I asked him to do a feature with me, and it's called What's Next. Basically, what the song is about is, like, the devil and the enemy has tried so hard in my life to push me down and push me down and push me away from the faith. And what about this doubt? And what about this doubt? And what about this? And what about that? And I steadily overcome every time I walk with Christ. I'm overcoming every one of those obstacles. So it's just like, you know, what's next? And the lyrics kind of go like this. If y'all want to hear it, I actually got my notepad out in front of me. It's like, what's next? Christ stamped on my chest. The devil playing games. Time we put that boy to rest. I'm like, hey, what's next? Next. That's kind of like the hook or whatever.
Okay.
But anyways, so that's coming up. And then another one, it was kind of like a deeper song. It's called Thinking. I was just sitting at the kitchen one night and I was literally just thinking. And I heard this beat on BeatStars. I was just searching through. And I started getting into my feelings a little bit. And I was thinking just about life in general. And I posted a video to Instagram, a little portion of it. And it's kind of like, lately I've been thinking about my actions, trying not to get swallowed up inside distractions. Read between the lines like like the closed captions. Tell my people I love them before they close the casket. Let me make a statement, and I ain't talking fashion. I promise I can make it even when the waves are crashing. Because he left in 99, so I know that we could have it. He gave me peace of mind so I can drop my habits. You know, just something like that. And, you know, that's just in the works. That was in my notepad right here.
Okay. All right. So
anyways.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So where are you guys based out of? Let me ask y'all some questions.
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Yep, North Cackalacka.
North Cackalacka, man. Okay.
That's right.
How's the COVID-19 treating y'all up there?
North Carolina has really one of the highest rates for the growing cases of COVID. But I mean, we're not worried about anything. We got God, and as long as we're following guidelines. But
It's like 50-50 out here, because certain days everybody's outside, but then, you know, certain days it looks like a ghost town. It's like people pick and choose when they want to be cautious, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
So do you both do music, or y'all just do this ministry podcast?
Absolutely, we do. Mm-hmm. We lead Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
We do this podcast. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm a singer, songwriter, and rapper. And
okay.
Rapper.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, we're wearing multiple hats, just like you. One of the reasons why we do this is because we've found that so many Christian hip hop artists wear so many other hats. So it's very interesting to hear. It's really nice to really hear how Christians were gifted with so many different abilities, not just one gift. You have multiple gifts to use. And so we're using everything that God has given us for.
Man, that's awesome, y'all. What do y'all go by? Do y'all have any music out? If so, I would like to. I know this is supposed to be my interview, but I like, you know what I'm saying? I like wearing my other hat sometimes. Right now I'm wearing my Sun Live hat, so I'm trying to see, you know, where y'all's music is, where I can find it and check it out, because I might nominate y'all Artist of the Week and, you know, spread your music out down here in Mississippi. We got almost 1,000 followers on Facebook, and we're steadily growing. And it's just an awesome platform that God has blessed me with, and and He gave it to the right person, because I've never met a stranger. So my wife tells me,
I think I'm the same way.
How are you guys on your time? Like when you get ready for the podcast? I know me and my wife on Sunday night, I want to hit the live button at 6:59:30. And she is like making her little water and stuff at like 7:05. And she, you know what I'm saying? She's just like, I don't know why you rushing. Ain't nobody waiting on you. And I'm just like, whatever, girl. Come on to her little. Let's do this pod. I mean, let's do this Sunday Night Live, girl.
Yeah.
Timing is something that is, it can be complicated. A lot of the times we have issues. Well, you know, honestly, sometimes the devil is just, every time when we're having a really good night, the devil just tries to ease his way in, whether it be the connection or the computer just shut down by itself for no reason.
Yeah.
You know, foolishness like that. But we try to stay on time.
And then with scheduling, like, I literally came straight from work to do this interview.
Right, because he works.
And I'm an assistant manager for T-Mobile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We have the kids. We actually have 8 children. And they're all under 11 years old.
Whoa.
So we keep it busy around here.
I don't even know. How do y'all have such a quiet place right now is what I'm wondering.
You know, you put a movie on.
Yeah. Put a movie, lay the law down. I know how it goes.
Yeah. They're pretty behaved when they want to be.
When they want to be.
If they want something.
If they want something, that's right. They're awesome though.
Right. We actually call ourselves the Black Brady Bunch.
Black Brady Bunch.
Yes, because I had 3 boys
when
I met him, and he had 3 girls.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And we got married, and then we had 2 more children together.
She gave me my first son, and I gave her first daughter.
Wow. Look how God works.
Absolutely.
Look
how God works. I'm so proud of y'all. That makes my heart happy.
Thank you. As a unit, our group is, you know, the music side of things. We call ourselves spiritual lyricists.
Right.
Okay.
And music you can find on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Pandora. Mm-hmm.
What's y'all's names what's your artist names?
So together, we have songs together. That's going to be Spiritual Lyricists.
Oh, that's y'all's actual name. Okay.
Right, Spiritual Lyricists.
My bad.
And separately, he's Kadastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
And I use my real name, Maria Illy. Because it's unique, so I use my own name.
I know. Another side note about the Christian hip hop that y'all didn't know about me. When my first EP I released, I was with the group called Delta Boys Music, and we were just me and that guy from church. We were doing music together, whatever. But I called myself T Fly, and I told my wife one day. I was like, baby, I think. I don't think I like that name. And she's like, wow. I was like, I don't know, something like, you know, like 1989 or something. Like, I just got to do something different.
I think every rapper, period, has a crazy stage name that they started with. Like,
right.
I started out as M. Burner. Like,
right.
M. Burner.
And that's not nearly as bad as mine. Mine was Ree Willie. I don't even understand.
Ree Willie?
Yeah. Ree Willie. I like tried to mix my first name with my maiden name, with my marital status name.
But you know, a name like that could really be marketable though. You know what I'm saying? That's the crazy thing about it.
I changed it though.
Yeah, that's I like the second name, I'm just gonna say. But I told her, I was like, what should I go by? I was like, I was trying to do a little thing like NF, like NF uses just his initials. And I was like, yeah, but JT, I was like, this is like too common. I was like, what about just like JT Brown? And I was just like, I don't know, it just kind of rolled off tongue. And then that's my whole name, because my first name is John. And I was like, let's just do that. We're going to go with JT Brown. People like it, they like it, they don't, they don't.
Yeah. Absolutely. So. Absolutely. All right. So if you could choose just one thing, one point that you consider to be valuable that you want the listeners to take from your music, what would that point be?
The message, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's about. I mean, the beat's important, the quality is important, the production's important, but I hope that the message is heard. And yeah, basically just the message, man.
Okay.
Short and sweet.
Son. Short and sweet, straight to the point.
Is there anything else that you would like to say to your listeners about yourself, your music, your projects, vision, beliefs, anything at all?
Man, if you're out there and you're listening right now, and I don't know, you could listen or you could just scroll past, but if you are listening, I just want y'all to know that don't let nobody tell you that you can't do anything, because with God, you are able to do all things. All things are possible with Him. And it doesn't matter what you want to do, whether you want to go preach or teach or go be an evangelistic, whatever. Or if you just want to go to your daily job and just have more strength to talk about God, you know, you can do it. I'm telling you, don't be ashamed. I think that should be the slogan for every Christian, is do not be ashamed of your faith. And that's something that I really stand my ground on. And I let people know on my Facebook, on anything, on Instagram, whatever. Like, I'm not ashamed up there, like, posting Bible scriptures and stuff like that. Not trying to flaunt anything like that. I'm not ashamed. And if another thing is, you can't let your feelings don't change fact, right? So
yeah,
you can't let your feelings dictate the scripture for you. You have to go off of fact. And I really encourage people to go into the Word. You know, your preacher could be great and awesome and all that stuff, but you really need to get into the Word yourself and read it for yourself.
For sure.
Because there's a lot of things that you weren't told as a kid, I believe, a lot of people missed out on. And if you go and read it for yourself, you'll discover a whole new spiritual walk you didn't even know you could be able to be a part of. So, and anybody listening to my music, I just want you to know that I love my music. I love what I do, and I love everything about hip hop, but I love God more and I love my family more. And hip hop is a byproduct of having a strong relationship with God and a strong relationship with my wife and my children. And so good music comes from a byproduct of that. And I advise anybody out there that's struggling with, should they do music or they're losing focus in between balancing, you know, work and family and stuff like that and music, that you got to have your priorities straight. You got to have, go talk to God first, and then go talk to your spouse. Or if you not have a spouse, go and just be with yourself for a minute. And then go let the music do the thing. Just let the Spirit lead you. You know what I mean? And I'm again thankful for y'all putting me on y'all's platform. This podcast, this was amazing. Really good talk. I mean, I enjoy stuff like this. Another thing is, I think our nation right now is in such a despair over like racism and stuff. I think that more conversations like this need to be shown to reflect that we ain't out here hating each other. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it ain't even like that. Like, it's crazy. But so yeah, if y'all listen to my music, I thank y'all. Thank y'all for the support. If you want to know where to find it at, it's JT Brown. On YouTube, you can search me on Instagram or Facebook at JT Brown For Real, or you can come like my personal page, Tyler Brown. And if you are interested in me and my wife's ministry, it's called Sun Live 662. That's on Facebook as well. And we appreciate y'all coming and supporting us, man. And if I can support any artists out there, if you have music that you want to send me your music to sunlive662@gmail.com. And we'll review it. If we like what we're hearing, it's you know, it's got good potential, we'll sponsor you for the whole week on Sun Live. And that's just our way of supporting local up and coming artists, Christian artists, our way of giving back to the community.
Well, all right.
Thank you. We definitely appreciate you for coming on here.
For sure, for sure.
Being open and honest with the people. Letting them know what it is.
Yes, because your story, your testimony, it definitely it gives people strength to, you know, be willing to tell their story and be willing to share their testimony and be willing to even open themselves up to be blessed.
That's true, man. Because sometimes you're going to be the only Bible that somebody reads, you know, or that somebody even hears. So, because they could be here talking to you one day and next day they'll be, you know, they're gone. So, you know, just live every, I hate saying live every day like you should last, but live every day prepared. Because when you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. That's my slogan. You know what I'm saying?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been JT Brown. Again, YouTube, Spotify, reach out to all those platforms and press that play button. Press it until your computer don't want to play no more.
That's right. Let me talk to him.
Check out his music. Check out his upcoming EP. His bio and links to where you can find his music are in the description. Thank you for tuning in. It's a wrap. Around with my head down, those talking to me screaming out loud, telling me to go back blend with the crowd, but I pick my head up and go with the clouds. Wrote these lyrics but I smashed the pen, another beat down, bring the casket in. Ask me what's wrong, let the past begin. Like everybody else, I want to master sin. I like everybody else who knows what's happening, and I know it forgives, but I'ma ask again. They say God died, but I'm asking when, cause when I gave my burden to be blessed with sin. See, the lesson is, you don't really want God to the rescue, and you don't want him interfering with yourself. And I'm talking in the mirror when expressing this. See the one looking back to him trying to fix. Can you see into my eyes, see the brokenness? I used to get high just to cope with this. Now I look into the sky to hear this broken kid life. I'm just looking to the clouds. Yeah, I'm just looking to the clouds. Clouds. Take on the world, so I put it on my shoulders now. Every minute.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to C-Notes Christian Hip Hop Culture Podcast, Up and Coming Artist Edition. We thank you so much for listening. We love you. We thank you so much for tuning in. If you are indeed a Christian hip hop artist and you'd like to be on our podcast and share your music, we definitely want to hear from you. Check out the info in the description. There will be instructions for you on how to be on this podcast. If you are indeed a listener who has been impacted by Christian hip hop in any way, we want to hear from you too. So definitely reach out with the same steps. Follow us on social media. Follow C-Note. Follow Illy Enforcement Entertainment. Thanks again for tuning in. We love you. Be blessed.
Yay!
Let me get a C-Note. Perfect.